Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an elementary lesson for you about car sharing.
Right. So we know in China that bike sharing is super popular.
Yeah, you got lots of bikes.
And in Vancouver, we have a lot of hills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with lots of hills. We do have bikes, but we have lots of cars too.
Right. So we actually have a lot of companies now that do car sharing.
Yeah, there's like 4 or 5 car sharing companies.
Right.
And they're really popular.
Exactly.
In fact, I use 2 of these companies.
I don't use any. Okay. I have my own car.
Oh, yeah. You see, that's why I have it, because I don't need a car every day. I just need it like on the weekend or sometimes. So it's perfect for me.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the lesson twice and come back and talk about it.
Excellent.
Dialogue first time.
Lisa, I'm getting a car to go. Do you want a ride?
Sure, that'd be great. I've never tried any car sharing service before.
They're so handy. I thought about buying a car, but with these services, why would you want to own a car?
We don't really have car sharing in China, but bike sharing is super popular.
I know. I used it when I was there earlier this year.
Do car shares work the same way?
Pretty much. But, of course, you'll need to have a driver's license and a driving record check when you sign up.
How much deposit do you need to put down?
There's no deposit, just a $35 one-time registration fee.
Really? And how much does it actually cost to use the car?
They charge by time. It's about 50 cents per minute.
That sounds like such a great deal.
Dialogue, second time.
Lisa, I'm getting a car to go. Do you want a ride?
Sure, that'd be great. I've never tried any car sharing service before.
They're so handy. I thought about buying a car, but with these services, why would you want to own a car?
We don't really have car sharing in China, but bike sharing is super popular.
I know. I used it when I was there earlier this year.
Do car shares work the same way?
Pretty much. But, of course, you'll need to have a driver's license and a driving record check when you sign up.
How much deposit do you need to put down?
There's no deposit, just a $35 one-time registration fee.
Really? And how much does it actually cost to use the car?
They charge by time. It's about 50 cents per minute.
That sounds like such a great deal.
So we just heard a dialogue between Cameron and Lisa, 2 friends, and Cameron is wanting to sign up for a car sharing.
Yes. So Cameron's getting car to go. Now, maybe you, when you order something in a restaurant, they ask you, do you want it to go or for here?
Right.
Yeah.
And here we've just used the number 2.
Yeah, to
instead
go.
Instead of the word.
That's right. It's not T-W-O. It's the just number 2.
Right.
So this is kind of a joke, car to go. It's like you can pack up your car and take it with you.
Right.
Yeah, and wherever you are.
And a lot of, there's quite a few cars sharing companies that we have, and they often have electric cars.
Yeah, they do. Not all of them. I still haven't driven an electric car yet, but I'm hoping to soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So Car2Go is maybe the most famous car sharing company. There are many in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Car2Go, Zipcar, Modo,
Evo.
These are all famous car sharing companies.
Yes. Mm.
So a lot of them have different cars that you can use. Car2Go has smart cars, those really small ones for just 2 people.
Right.
Or 3 if you put them in the back.
And they're made by Mercedes?
Mercedes, yes. So they also have the 4-door Mercedes-Benz. And that
very
is
cool.
Very nice to drive. I can drive a Mercedes-Benz anytime I want.
Nice. So Cameron is wanting to go somewhere, and he asks Lisa if she wants a ride.
Yeah, so ride we know is a verb, but here it's not a verb.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's used like a noun, right?
Right. Yeah, and it basically means I'm going somewhere. Yeah. Do you want to come with me in my car?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take you. I'll take you there in my car.
Right. And it's just, do you want to ride is a lot shorter.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lisa's interested. She wants to try it because she's never tried any car sharing service before.
Right. So just like with a bike sharing service, you don't have to buy your own bike.
Yeah.
And with a car sharing service, you share the cars with all the members.
Yeah. Why would you want one car when you can share 500 cars?
Right. And the great thing is you don't pay for parking.
Oh, that's the best part. You don't have to pay for parking.
Because you can just leave your car in certain spots.
Yeah. And I don't pay for gas.
Ooh.
It's free. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really nice.
So with your own car, it's more expensive because you have to pay for the insurance, the car, and gas, and parking. And it's not good.
But if you do use a Car2Go every day, it's more expensive.
It can be.
You can't use it all the time.
Yeah.
But they're very useful. And Cameron is explaining to Lisa, they're so handy.
Right. So handy. If something's handy, it's convenient.
Convenient and very useful, too.
Very useful.
Yeah. Is this kind of informal? Or
very, very informal. You can also use it, for example, if I need a pen.
Yeah.
And I can ask you, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, something that I can reach quickly with my hand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So very useful.
And something that has multiple or many functions, many uses, is handy. Yeah. So then Lisa goes on, she says, we don't really have car sharing in China, right?
Right, but she says that bike sharing is very popular, and you know what bike sharing is.
Yeah, yeah, we just have that now in Vancouver.
One company,
yeah.
Because oddly enough, it's the television cable company that does it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah. So then Lisa's curious, right? She's curious about, how does it work? She says, do car shares work the same way as bikes?
Right. So when you're asking how something works, it's not this thing is going to a job.
No, it's not. Yeah, they're not going to work.
To work.
Yeah, yeah.
It's how does it function? How does it do its thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so for example, what are the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bike sharing has rules. Car sharing also has rules. Are they the same?
Exactly. Yeah. And Cameron says, pretty much.
Pretty much. So that's a good expression.
Yeah.
Almost the same.
Yeah. And he does say that you need to have a driver's license and driving record check. So driver's license.
Yeah, that's you need to take a test to show, to get a card, a little card with your picture.
Yeah, usually a very bad picture.
Yeah, I always look like a criminal in my picture. Yeah.
Mine is actually very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it's not normal.
Yeah. And the driving record check, this can be a problem for some people. If you had an accident or crash.
Or anything like a ticket.
Yeah,
A speeding ticket. Parking tickets as well, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, the driving record check checks your driving history.
Yeah, because record is like, it's not like world record.
No.
It's like a list of your history.
Right. And if you want to apply for a job, you need to have a criminal record check to make sure you have no criminal history.
Or when you want to get a job or a visa in a new country, you need a criminal record check.
To make sure you're safe.
Yeah, because they don't trust you. So you have to prove it. Yeah.
Yes.
So sign up. Cameron's saying when you sign up, you need these two things. You need a driver's license and you need a driving record check.
So you all know what this means when you sign up for a website or a service or a course at your school.
Yeah.
You're basically registering for it.
Yeah, like when you go on Facebook, you're joining.
Or signing up.
Yes, yeah, you're signing up. Even like online dating websites, you're joining, you're signing up.
Yeah, right, and once you become a member, you sign in to that website.
Yeah, you signed in, yeah.
Then because Lisa doesn't know how this works, she asks if there's a deposit.
Ah, yeah. So deposit. This is some money that you have to, as she says,
put down.
Right.
Yeah, so putting down a deposit, these words are used together often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money I give in the beginning. Right,
right.
Yeah.
And it's money that if everything goes well, mm-hmm. you will get back.
Yeah, deposit, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Often it's used when you're renting an apartment.
Right, yeah.
You put a damage deposit.
Right, because I might break something.
Yes, like a window or stain the carpet or things that... But if everything is clean and perfect, mm-hmm. and or in this case, if you don't get in an accident...
Right, right. I get the money back.
You get your money back.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just for trust.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does say that there isn't a deposit, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but there's a one-time registration fee.
Right. So there's four words there.
Yeah.
One time. So this is used as an adjective. Mm-hmm. So you only have to do it once.
Right. And
registration.
Registration. Well, that's the same as sign up or signing up for something.
Yeah. Register is the verb. Mm-hmm. Registration is the noun.
And fee is the money.
Yeah. So... fee, when you have to pay something for a service.
Yes.
It's often a fee, not like a tip. It's a little different.
No, it's something that you have to pay, not mm-hmm. on top. It's mm-hmm. it's the base cost of something.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also different than riding a bus. We call that a fare. Yeah, or a taxi. That's called a fare.
And if you are a member of something, mm-hmm. what we would call it is your membership fee.
Membership fee, yeah.
So as a member, every month you pay the same fee.
Yeah, yeah. Then, Lisa's wondering, how much does it actually cost when you use the car, like each time?
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron says, they charge it by time.
Right. So now we have the word charge here, mm-hmm. and this is a verb.
Yeah.
So it means how much are they making you pay?
Yeah.
So if something is a noun in mm-hmm. this case, mm-hmm. so the fee mm-hmm. can also be a charge.
That's right. Yeah, this can be used a noun or a verb.
And in this case, it's a verb.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever had an English tutor, mm-hmm. You have to pay mm-hmm. The money that the tutor charges. The tutor charges you money.
Usually by the hour.
Yeah, usually by the hour. I mean, in Car2Go, in this case, it's 50 cents per minute.
50 cents per minute. That's pricey.
Yeah. It depends. Some of them are cheaper.
Yeah.
Usually Car2Go is very quick. It's usually for short trips, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And if you don't use it every day, it's okay.
And Lisa thinks it's mm-hmm. very okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she says that sounds like such a great deal.
Yeah, so deal. This is like a great bargain, mm-hmm. a great...
value.
Value, yeah. It's a great value. So it's cheap, but she gets a great thing.
Yes, yeah, so mm-hmm. a lot of good things for your money.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
So let's take another listen to the dialogue between Cameron and Lisa about the Car2Go.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Lisa, I'm getting a Car2Go. Do you want a ride?
Sure, that'd be great. I've never tried any car sharing service before.
They're so handy. I thought about buying a car, but with these services, why would you want to own a car?
We don't really have car sharing in China, but bike sharing is super popular.
I know. I used it when I was there earlier this year.
Do car shares work the same way?
Pretty much. But of course, you'll need to have a driver's license and a driving record check when you sign up.
How much deposit do you need to put down?
There's no deposit. Just a $35 one-time registration fee.
Really? And how much does it actually cost to use the car?
They charge by time. It's about 50 cents per minute.
That sounds like such a great deal.
Dialogue, second time.
Lisa, I'm getting a Car2Go. Do you want a ride?
Sure, that'd be great. I've never tried any car sharing service before.
They're so handy. I thought about buying a car, but with these services, why would you want to own a car?
We don't really have car sharing in China, but bike sharing is super popular.
I know. I used it when I was there earlier this year.
Do car shares work the same way?
Pretty much. But, of course, you'll need to have a driver's license and a driving record check when you sign up.
How much deposit do you need to put down?
There's no deposit, just a $35 one-time registration fee.
Really? And how much does it actually cost to use the car?
They charge by time. It's about 50 cents per minute.
That sounds like such a great deal.
So we just heard the dialogue again. Well, if you're interested in car sharing or even bike sharing, you can check out our culture section.
Right. And also we have earlier lessons if you want to talk or learn about bike sharing.
Yeah.
If you use Mobike or Ofo, you can check out our previous lessons about bike sharing.
Yeah. And have you or do you use a bike sharing service or have you ever used a car sharing service? Let us know your experiences in the comments.
Excellent.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.